In Your House 3 begins with a music video. This song has a soulful sound inspired by Motown because In Your House 3 takes place in Detroit.
New choice.
In Your House 3 takes place in Cleveland.
New choice.
In Your House 3 takes place in Chicago.
New choice.
In Your House 3 takes place in Saginaw, Michigan. In 1995, before the Monday Night War, World Championship Wrestling and the World Wrestling Federation waged battle for viewership in the pay-per-view arena. WCW boasted a lineup of 9 closed-circuit events. In response, the WWF created In Your House. I am Sal E. Steele, and this is Joke Jams Presents In This House, a look back at the In Your House pay-per-view events. In Your House 3 took place on September 24, 1995. The show opens with a preview of the main event. The Intercontinental, WWF, and Tag Team titles were all on the line when HBK and Diesel took on Yokozuna and Owen Hart. Jim Ross makes his In Your House debut on commentary. The first match of the night is between Savio Vega and the undefeated Waylon Mercy. Mercy, who is dressed in an outfit straight out of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, is an eccentric character that once killed a worm. Brutal! The match begins and Savio Vega gains the early advantage. Momentum goes to Waylon Mercy as he throws Savio out of the ring. After a series of knife-edge chops, Mercy slams Vega to the floor. Jerry Lawler comments that Waylon Mercy sees Savio as a worm. Gross! After Waylon drops Savio across the top rope, he goes for a cover. 1, 2, a kick out. Mid-match, they cut to Doc Hendricks, who apparently hasn't seen his mustache, for a report that Owen Hart is missing. His whereabouts are unknown as the main event approaches. While locked in a sleeper hold, Savio Vega is able to break loose for a moment. Mercy reapplies the hold and Vega breaks free again. Both men are done on the mat. A count. Both men get to their feet. Savio gains the advantage. Mercy regains control after Savio drops his head and receives a boot to the noggin for his penance. Waylon delivers a brainbuster. A cover. 1, 2, a kick out. Savio Vega bounces off the ropes and gives Waylon Mercy a spinning heel kick. A cover. 1, 2, 3. A spinning heel kick ends the undefeated streak of Waylon Mercy. Then we cut back to Doc Hendricks for an Owen Hart update. Jim Cornette assures Gorilla Monsoon that Owen is here. Monsoon says he doesn't see him. Cornette says he's here, but he's not here. He's on his way from the airport. Gorilla Monsoon says as far as he's concerned, the match will go on as planned. The next match is Psycho Sid against Henry Godwin. These two hog mollies clobber each other. Sid is clotheslined to the arena floor. Godwin brings Sid back into the ring with a suplex. Then Godwin is knocked to the floor. While Psycho Sid distracts the referee, the Million Dollar Man kicks Godwin. Sid puts Henry back in the ring and continues to pound the farmer from Arkansas. With Godwin in the corner, Sid charges to deliver a knee, but Henry gets out of the way. Sid retreats to the top rope and attempts a double axe handle, only to be greeted with a punch to the solar plexus. Godwin gives Sid the slop drop, a cover, 1, 2, and Ted DiBiase grabs Henry Godwin's leg to break up the count. During an exchange of blows, Godwin charges for the ropes, only to be tripped up by Ted DiBiase. Sid then picks up the pig farmer and hits a powerbomb for the win. As the Million Dollar Man and Sid are arguing about who will dump slop on Godwin, Bam Bam Bigelow charges the ring. He delivers a few punches before Kama comes down and restrains Bam Bam. As Sid is clobbering Bam Bam, Henry Godwin comes around to grab the bucket of slop and deposit it on the Million Dollar Man's head. We go back to the man with the mustache, Doc Hendricks. Cornette continues to plead with Gorilla Monsoon. Doc asks Gorilla for his final decision on the match, which I thought was given in the last backstage segment. Gorilla Monsoon says that either Yokozuna can defend the tag titles by himself, or Cornette can find a tag partner for the match. Cornette asks, where is he going to find a partner for Yokozuna? Under his arm? Maybe not, but there could be a razor there to give to Doc. Maybe some shaving cream. Anything to get that dead rat off his lip. Cornette asks if the partner gets the decision, would the person be either Intercontinental or World Champion? Monsoon confirms that is what would happen. The next match is the British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith against Bam Bam Bigelow. During a slow start, we cut to a split screen with Cornette asking Psycho Sid to be Yokozuna's partner. Back to the action, the British Bulldog has a rear chokehold on Bam Bam. Bigelow breaks free, but the Bulldog maintains the advantage. Bam Bam propels himself off the ropes toward the Bulldog, but Davey Boy Smith pulls down the top rope and Bigelow tumbles out of the ring. Later, Bam Bam hits a headbutt off the top rope, a cover, a two count. Davey Boy Smith regains the advantage with a chop block. He continues to focus on Bigelow's leg. A limping Bam Bam attempts to turn the tide, but to no avail. The Bulldog goes back to the rear chokehold. Bam Bam is fading. His arm goes up, down, one, up, down, two, up. It stays up, and Bigelow gains the advantage. Bam Bam to the top for a moonsault and a miss. The Bulldog to the top rope with a headbutt. The Bulldog hits a power slam, a cover, and a three count. Your winner, the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith. We cut to pre-recorded footage of wrestlers.
New choice.
We cut to pre-recorded footage of performers.
New choice.
We cut to pre-recorded footage of sports entertainers on the Superstar Hotline. Then there is a commercial for the network television debut of WrestleMania 13 on Fox. Bob Backlund comes to the ring with a dictionary in his hand. He admonishes the audience to not exacerbate him. He cuts a promo filled with million-dollar words and introduces Dean Douglas like the clodhopper he is. Douglas comes to the ring and cuts a promo introducing his opponent Razor Ramon. Razor comes out like a house on fire. Both men exchange a series of blows. There is a split screen with Cornette and Yokozuna asking King Mabel to be Yokozuna's tag team partner. Back to the action, and Razor is dominating. The match plods on. Dean Douglas gains leverage by throwing Ramon out of the ring. Both men engage in significant contact at ringside. Douglas puts Razor back in the squared circle. The trudging action lingers. Douglas locks Ramon in a camel clutch. Then Dean stands up for some reason and is given a backdrop for his arrogance. Both men continue to thump and bump as they slog towards the finish. Douglas pushes Razor into the official. The arbiter is knocked out. Ramon hits the Razor's edge, but the referee is out. The 1-2-3 kid counts to three, but the kid isn't the adjudicator. Ramon then pushes the kid out of the ring, and Dean Douglas gets the win on a roll-up. Razor and the kid then go at it before being separated. We then see a promo for the next In Your House. The Undertaker seeks to avenge his loss to King Mabel at King of the Ring, and Goldust will make his debut. In Your House 4 will take place on October 22nd from Winnipeg. We then go to Doc Hendricks, who is wearing a Shawn Michaels hat and a pair of HBK sunglasses. The combo of those two items and the mustache make him look like he's ready to audition for the Village People. Shawn Michaels and Diesel come out to cut a promo about how they are suspicious about Owen Hart not being in Saginaw. The next match is the pirate Jean-Pierre Lafitte against Bret the Hitman Hart. Lafitte stole Hart's jacket and now the Hitman wants it back. The bell rings to start the match with both competitors outside the ring after Bret Hart dove through the ropes and gave Jean-Pierre Lafitte a shoulder tackle. In the ring, Bret Hart continues the onslaught. Momentum shifts back and forth. Lafitte does his best to outslug Bret Hart, and Bret Hart excellently out-executes the pirate. Lafitte goes to the top rope and hits a cannonball, a cover, a two count. He goes back to the top. He comes down, and Bret Hart rolls out of the way. The pirate kicks the Hitman out of the ring and then attempts a front flip over the top rope, and Bret Hart moves out of the way. The match seesaws back and forth in the ring. With Bret Hart on his shoulders, Lafitte does a running front flip. Goes for the cover, a two count. There's more back and forth action. Later, with both men knocked down, the Hitman locks in the sharpshooter and stands up. Lafitte taps out. Bret Hart wins via submission and reclaims his stolen jacket. We then cut to a backstage segment with Doc Hendricks. Jim Cornette announces the British Bulldog as Yokozuna's tag team partner. Gorilla Monsoon sanctions the match and confirms the stipulations. Alundra Blaze comes out to model the event t-shirt. She then grabs a blank VHS cassette tape because you get a free Greatest Hits compilation video with the purchase of a t-shirt. Now on to the main event. Yokozuna and the British Bulldog versus HBK and Diesel. If HBK and Diesel win, they will become tag team champions. If Yokozuna or the British Bulldog get a decision against HBK, they become Intercontinental champion. And if either of the tag champs gets a fall against Diesel, They become world champion. Shawn Michaels starts the match with the British Bulldog. HBK clotheslines the British Bulldog out of the ring. Yokozuna comes in and Diesel knocks him out of the ring. Yokozuna tags in. HBK taunts him. Both men get in a sumo stance. They charge, and Michaels slides between Yokozuna's legs. HBK bounces off the ropes and catches an elbow for his elusive efforts. Diesel tags in. Yokozuna gets a big boot to the face and tumbles out of the ring. Mr. Fuji distracts the referee as the British Bulldog tags in. The tag champs are in control. Diesel comes in to help Shawn, but the referee stops him, and the British Bulldog and Yokozuna continue to pound on Shawn Michaels. Yokozuna goes for the bonsai drop and misses. With the fans chanting USA, both men crawl to their corners and make tags. Diesel and HBK take control. Cornette attempts to get in the ring. Shawn Michaels goes to knock him off the ring apron. The British Bulldog takes advantage of the distraction. A slam, a cover. Michaels breaks up the count. Owen Hart runs to the ring. He goes to the top rope and attempts a double axe handle and is socked in the solar plexus. Diesel gives Owen a jackknife powerbomb. He covers Owen. 1, 2, 3. Winner and new WWF Tag Team Champions, Diesel and Shawn Michaels. In Your House 3 ends with a video highlight package from the show. Thank you for listening to this episode of In This House. You can listen to and view other content from Joke Jams at jokejams.com. I'm Sal E. Steele, and I hope your life is as well-rounded as the squared circle.